Stop 12 is the wooden footbridge. Use the 36-foot-long railing on the left as a guide along the bridge. Find a comfortable spot anywhere along the railing and stop to hear a brief history of this land.
Careful listening will clue you into Broadmoor's recent weather conditions and the time of year. If you hear the gurgling of water running along a stony channel, this means that the intermittent or temporary stream is currently flowing under the bridge into Indian Brook. The brook flows continuously at winter's end and in early spring. It dries up quickly unless we've had a particularly wet spring. Water will flow through the channel again whenever we've had a good soaking rain within the past few days.
People have lived near Indian Brook probably for as long as humans have inhabited the area. Native Americans lived here because fresh water was plentiful and the brook and marsh provided a bountiful source of food. They paddled along Indian Brook to the Charles River, their highway system to Boston Harbor. The first gristmill in Natick was built on the Charles River, commissioned by Native people and constructed in 1697 by a settler, Thomas Sawin. Over the years, another gristmill and sawmill were powered by the waters of Indian Brook. The land on the other side of the brook and marsh used to be a dairy farm. The land on this side was once a truck farm. The farmers grew vegetables that they trucked into Boston to sell. On the right, between the bridge and the marsh, lie the rusted remnants of the pump and some of the piping used to irrigate the crops. Broadmoor is rich in both human and natural history.
This concludes the interpretive portion of the Multisensory Trail Guide to Broadmoor in Spring. In a minute, we'll direct you back to the Nature Center.
I'm Elisa Landry, Sanctuary Director at Broadmoor, and I'd like to acknowledge the people who created our cell phone audio tour. Jerry Barrier, advisor, narrator, sound and recording engineer. Lang Elliott, bird, insect, and amphibian recordings. Jeannie Fairley, advisor. Paula Lyons, narrator. And Marcia Sillette, writer. The tactile map was produced by the Braille and Talking Book Library at the Perkins School for the Blind. The tour is funded by the family of Helen November Weil, who cared about making the world easier for people with visual limitations and supported services on their behalf.
We hope you have enjoyed our tour. For directions back to the Nature Center, enter 13 now.